Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of A Christmas Carol. Another Christmas and another production of Dickens's perennial festive favourite, just one of numerous productions running up and down the country at the moment. This one, however, boasts the attraction of Jim Broadbent returning to the West End stage after a 10-year gap, but you can't help feeling that the true meaning of Christmas has reached overload, given how well-known the story has become. But thanks to some joyous theatrical invention courtesy of writer Patrick Barlow, who did such a marvellous job adapting the 39 steps for the stage, and director Felim McDermott, new life is breathed into this classic tale of redemption. Barlow goes for the laughs in the story, which suits Broadbent perfectly, as his demeanour is too amiable to play Scrooge as downright nasty, instead playing him as a grumpy and bumbling old curmudgeon, and it works a treat. Broadbent is supported by a company of just four players, Adil Akhtar, Amelia Bullmore, Samantha Spiro and Keir Charles, who play all the other parts in the story with aplomb, and two puppeteers who work wonders with the simplest of tools. Barlow proved what could be achieved with minimal props but massive imagination in the 39 steps, and he does it again here. Using just a couple of pairs of false legs and a cut-out model of London, he shows Scrooge flying across the capital with a ghost of Christmas past. The result is pure theatre and more enchanting than any high-tech special effect. The story is told with its tongue firmly in its cheek throughout, and there are a few times when Dickens's text takes something of a back seat, no more so than when Samantha Spiro channels Barbara Windsor for an absolutely hilarious turn as the ghost of Christmas present. But despite the odd diversion, the magic of the story is never lost, and the main action taking place within the proscenium arch that resembles a children's toy theatre adds to the warm and toasty feel of the story's conclusion. A Christmas Carol continues at the Noel Coward Theatre until the 30th of January. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.